Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokesat with the staff meeting. This is season 6, episode 26. Yes, season 6, episode 26. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Mine was not too bad. My daughter made a nice turkey she wanted to cook this year, and I happened to get a turkey on sale. So, hey, I said, go for it. It turned out wonderful, juicy and everything like that. I did have to help her prepare it because she was trying to dig underneath the skin, and the stove is a little unforgiving. Otherwise, we would have had turkey au flour. So
that's always good.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then we would not have had anything to cook out of because it was glass. It was a Pyrex dish, so that would have been really bad. But it came out really nice, and there was enough leftovers for a cooking video, which will be out before or sometime after you hear this anyway. So, anyway, my Thanksgiving. How was everybody else's? Ethan Stranger, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was fine. Just my sister cooked her first Thanksgiving dinner. And of course, I had to work. I didn't get off till 4, but
And the house didn't burn down before. I was like, I'll come home. I was like, no, the turkey's in there at fire somewhere. No.
Yeah. And then I ate dinner, and then I watched the Cowboys get their ass kicked.
Did they now?
Oh yeah, I think they lost like 31-7.
That is getting a major ass kicking.
Yeah. But other than that, it was fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Matt, how was your Thanksgiving?
Mine was good. We went to my parents' house, and actually I brought my roommate with me because she had nowhere else to go. So I invited her to my parents. And
that was nice of you.
My mom's side of the family was there. I think we had about 19 people.
Okay.
So it was a good time.
Oh, good. No family fights broke out then, right?
No, that doesn't happen. Oh, in our family.
Oh, that's good. How about yours, Ranger? Any family fights?
Not as of late.
Okay. I remember a few when we were growing up. There was always a few that was a few spirited debates and arguments. But I thought, oh, this is normal. I hated it, but it was like, yeah. That's like, oh, brother's going to do this.
Oh, it was one of those things, huh?
Yeah, yeah. One of those brothers that just, like, no matter where he goes, he has to shit on everybody else's fun. You know, be an asshole. Anyway.
Yeah, I've been to a few of those. I mean, not my family, but, you know, extended family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
my mom's side of the family is pretty good. My dad's side of the family, that's a different story.
It's always the dad's side of the family that's always the problem, isn't it?
A lot of fun.
Well, that's good. Oh, before we get too much further, just the other day, not related to the podcast at all, I was involved in a car accident.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I was broadsided. The lady stopped at a stop sign. I had the right of way. And then while I was crossing to the intersection, she proceeded to go through the intersection while I was in the intersection. And she admitted she was at fault and everything like that. She didn't see me, or I don't know what was going through her mind, but she did. She plowed right into the side of the truck. And
oh, it was the truck you're driving?
Yeah, it wasn't my car. No, if it had been my car, okay. I would have been a lot more upset. But she plowed right into the side of my truck, and it did some damage on there. But her car was totaled on the front there. It's gonna be in the shop for some time.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, she hit me, and then she was able to just get it turned and then moved off the side of the road so traffic could go through again. And apparently somebody that was nearby, and it was right near my work. I mean, I was under less than half a mile from my work. So, when it happened.
Usually accidents happen not too far from the house or from work.
Yep, that's exactly what happens. That's exactly what they say. And that's what I actually had said that to the lady, and I was like, I've been a professional driver for so long. I've been in a number of accidents. Usually it's somebody hitting me. So I was like, yeah, okay, just everybody relax. She was okay, fortunately. Her airbag did not deploy.
That's weird.
No, well, yeah, it was a low-speed accident. Under 25 miles an hour, it doesn't deploy. But if it was over 35 miles an hour, it will deploy. So here's the fun part about that. If the airbag had deployed, her car would have been totaled, because that's what the insurance companies do. If the airbag deploys in a car, they consider it a total wreck. It doesn't matter It doesn't matter. It's total at that point. So.
Yeah, because it costs so much to repack the airbags.
Yeah. Well, airbags are, you know, you can get them, I don't want to say super cheap, but you can get them. So, I mean, that's how they, you know, they get them from the car company or whatever, and then they fix the car and they put a new one in there, you're all good to go. So.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, no, well, I was.
As long as nobody was hurt, that's all that matters.
Yeah, no, I was. I saw that car coming, and I tried to accelerate a little bit, and so that way she didn't hit the cab where I was sitting in, and she hit the side of the truck right just after the head of my cab had passed the side of her car, so the left side of her car. So, yeah, they hit me on the left side, so. And so, anyway. But I'm okay. I'm okay. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so those Christians out there are praying for me to die or something bad happened to me. Well, you know what? My truck still works, and I still drove it today, and I'm okay, and the lady that hit me was okay, and so guess what? You still didn't get your wish.
So, what are they expecting, like, lightning to strike you?
I don't know. Or? You know what? How it is, religious people, they say, they're praying that something happens to you so you come to God. It's like, oh, go fuck off. So, you pray for the weirdest things, people. You pray for the weirdest things.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, and I have been extremely busy. I have just been super, super busy. I mean, our loads are just been crazy since the peak started, so.
Well, 'tis the season, you know? I mean, it's the Christmas season, so it's going to get busy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Will.
That's a given.
Yeah, that is a given. Well, enough of our blathering. I've got a couple of stories here for we can cover for Friday. I was thinking also, let me look at the calendar real quick here before we get too far into this. Okay, all right. This year, Christmas is on Monday.
Right.
So... we should still be good for a full show for Friday. Oh, not a full show. You know, the half hour show for Friday. If you guys are still up to it for that, because the thirty-first doesn't fall until Sunday, so we should have plenty of time.
Good. I'm game.
And just for anybody out there that wants to. Send cash or something as a Christmas present. My birthday is on the 30th. So.
Well, your birthday is December 30th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So is my sister's back home.
Oh, cool. Well, tell her the package says happy birthday on her birthday. That's on my birthday.
Yeah. How old are you going to be?
Old enough to know better and too young to say no.
Born 2000. She turns, I think, 12 this year.
Well, son of a bitch, so do I.
Yeah, you wish.
Don't you know that old when men get older, they just become they don't get older, they just get younger again, and they just I mean mentally.
We do.
Yeah, I wish that were true.
Anyway, I'm going to be hitting I'll be hitting 47 this year, so. Yeah, so I get to be 47 in 2017 for a whole 2 days. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a bad percentage. Anyway,
I'll be 47 in July. So.
Oh well, you'll be catching up with me then, or
27 in March.
There you go. See, hey, we got a lot of sevens. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll be hitting my seven before you guys will be. So
yeah,
That's okay. That's okay. all right. Well, I've got some hot news story here. Apparently, Big Tobacco had a court-ordered ad made their debut recently. Let's see here. Now, the story comes from CNN. A wave of new tobacco ads debuted across primetime television published in newspapers this weekend, but they aren't promoting what you might expect. They are corrective statements that a federal court judge ordered tobacco companies in the United States to release to inform public about the dangers of smoking. They were released beginning this last Friday, according to the Department of Justice. Back in 1999, that seems like so long ago, doesn't it? Almost 20 years ago now. Almost. Yeah. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the country's largest cigarette manufacturer and tobacco trades. Oh, let me get you guys the link on this so you guys can follow. What am I doing? I'm an idiot sometimes. I've been sick, so I apologize. I have never quite got over that cold yet.
Well, at least you admit you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, I'm a big idiot. There you go. You guys got the link now. Tobacco trade organizations claiming civil fraud and racketeering violations for the course of more than 50 years. Back then in 2006, federal judge Gladys Kessler ruled that the tobacco companies had violated civil racketeering laws in order to put stronger language and warning labels on the marketing and print ads to detailing the smoker's effects. I remember those. It's like people are making fun of it. It's like, yeah, the smoking thing might hurt me. Ha ha. Yeah. So. But under the quarter, the ads are paid for the tobacco companies. Phyllis Morris, Lori Lard, TJ or RJ Reynolds Tobacco Company, and Altera Group. You know, the thing is about Phyllis Morris and RJ Reynolds and the Altria Group, they also make food products too. They have their hand in food products. Yeah, like have you ever heard of Tombstone Pizza? Mm-hmm. They have their hand in that too. That's part of one of their subsidiaries.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I'm looking at one of the videos here, at least part of it anyway. It says here, smoking causes heart disease, emphysema, acute myeloid, leukemia, and cancer of the mouth, esophagus, larynx, lung, stomach, kidneys, bladder, and pancreas. And there's more to the video, I'm sure. I just haven't watched it yet. But anyway, that's one of the things there. And they're going over this now. So these are ads that are telling people what's actually in the cigarettes and why they're bad and everything like that. So what do you guys think of that? Unless somebody else has a better top story.
No, that's...
Oh, that's good.
That's cool with me.
Okay. All right. Matt, can you throw that into our short news folder for the top story, please?
Okay, let's see here.
Now, normally we would have like two onion stories, but I think this week I want to do... two... religious stories. One is this one here. I don't know if everybody saw this one or not. Oops, hold on a second here. Hang on a second, I'll redo that. That way you can keep them separated out. This one here, a Virginia youth pastor guns down his family in a Thanksgiving triple murder.
Nice.
I know, right?
Domestic. Damn, he really wanted that wishbone.
Yeah, right. Domestic dispute turned deadly when a man shot and killed his wife, her daughter, and her daughter's boyfriend at their Virginia home on the Thanksgiving evening. Police said Christopher Gatz, age 58, was charged with three counts of first-degree murder and three counts of use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. His victims were Jeanette Gennett, age 58, her daughter, age 30, Candace Coons, and Coons' boyfriend, age 36, Andrew Butthorn. It might be pronounced. It might be pronounced. It might be pronounced boothorn, but it's butthorn. B-U-T-H-O-R-N. Yeah.
Where's Beavis and Butthead when you need them?
Yeah, I know, right?
In the background, they'd be in the back of the classroom. Butthorn.
Yeah. All three victims died of their gunshot wounds. The police arrested Christopher Geddes at the scene. The suspect is a youth pastor at Grace Lutheran Church. Not anymore, he's not. Police described the scene in a 911 call obtained by the outlet. I won't go into it right now.
Why he shot them?
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, well, I just don't want to go into it right now if we cover it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, but it doesn't say. It doesn't say why he did it yet. I mean, he's just.
So, how do you want to?
Well, the reason why that's one of the reasons why I want to cover this, because you know it was a youth pastor tripping, killing down there. But this one, I just heard about this morning, and this one kind of makes me sad, and it diminishes us all. This one here comes from Patheos.
I heard about this.
Yeah, Scott Smith, a military veteran and an atheist activist, was reportedly killed himself and his wife, who was planning to file for divorce. Smith was also known for advocate of mental health awareness. He and his wife were found dead today, well, a couple days ago now, suspected murder-suicide. McManus said that the couple was found dead in the upstairs portion of their home at the... I'm not going to give out the address here. Police heard two gunshots prior to the discovery. A handgun was used in the shootings. A man called 911 around 10:41 a.m. and threatened to hurt himself and his wife. SWAT team was called out to the home, but they never made contact with the man. Prior to committing the act, Smith said on his Facebook cryptic message, only said goodbye. Many of his friends commented in supporting words. Some of the suspected his post-traumatic stress disorder might have been the cause. And that's all he posted. It just says a big red goodbye.
Damn.
Yeah. Anthony Magna Bosco, a secular activist and advocate of street epistemology, told me he had a lunch appointment with Smith that had abruptly canceled. Meta Bosco said that Smith canceled the meeting and then made a post on Facebook prompting him to call to check in at Smith's house. Smith was many things, a husband, father, co-host of the Recovering from Religion podcast, which has been he'd been a guest on multiple times, and an advocate member of the military organizations, a military association of atheists and freethinkers, MAAF. Of those who knew them, everyone spoke to had very confused and unsure how Smith could do this. Let's see here. They're just talking about how he met and everything like that behind that. So,
is this going to be the religious story?
Yeah, this is going to be one of the religious stories. Do you guys agree with that decision on that one?
Well, I think I pulled up a story. I mean, it's nowhere good as these, but...
Oh, sure. Throw it in the sidebar. Let's take a look at it.
Something that I feel should be happening here, but I doubt it.
Okay.
The only religion is left out in the cold as Oz debates same-sex marriage. Pretty much...
Australia.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. Oz is Australia.
Okay, yeah. It says opponents of gay marriage in Australia suffered defeat after defeat yesterday when religious exemptions were systematically kicked into the long grass as the equality bill was debated.
Hmm.
There's tempers flared as a series of conservative amendments to the same-sex marriage bill were voted down by a large margin in the Senate, defeated by a powerful coalition of equality supporters. The amendment would have inserted far-reaching exemptions into the bill, including the right for all celibates to refuse to solemnize gay weddings on religious or conscientious grounds.
Oh, and whatever.
That's what, yeah, and there's more. It says legal protections for people who don't believe in same-sex marriage or think gay relationships are wrong.
Oh, they can go fuck themselves.
That's why I brought that up this story. So there's something that should be going on here, but, I mean, it doesn't.
Christ.
All right, I just lost something here in the
the links are still there. The links are still there. I'll take a look here in just a minute, Matt. Yeah, see, that's what they actually. This is what they wanted to do. They wanted to put those amendments into the bills that so they could refuse. And it's like,
no,
no, I don't think you know. You're not involved. All you're doing is you're doing a thing. You're just saying, okay, you two want to get married? Yes. Okay, good. You're married. I mean, you're not going home with them. You know, Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's the same thing with the freaking cake shops.
Yeah.
I
mean,
All you're doing is saying, oh, okay, you guys are getting married. Here's a cake that says congratulations.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you should.
You're not going home with them.
This is a good story. Don't count your chickens down. This is a good story here.
Well, I completely forgot about tonight until you texted me.
Yeah, I know. I kind of figured you would. That's, you know, because we were off for a week, so I figured, you know, I better text you guys to let you know we're having the show tonight. So, at least the meeting anyway. No, this is a good story here. Which one would you guys want to do? Do you guys want to do this one, or do you want to do the? I want to cover the atheist activist that killed himself because I that's something we should talk about definitely. Unless you want to talk about this at an okay, let's talk. In which case we could talk about PTSD and everything like that. But I mean, I kind of like to hit it while the fire is hot on this.
Yeah, we can definitely do the atheist activists as one.
Okay, Matt, what do you think about that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, all right, let's do these two then. We'll do these two then. We'll do the religion left out in the cold as the Oz debates same-sex marriage, and the atheist activist kills wife. Let's do the atheist activist for the tops for our religious story then.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. I've got an onion story here, unless someone else has got something better. NASA's golden record for ET is soon to be available on vinyl for Earthlings.
Wait, NASA's gold record for what?
NASA, the golden record that was set on the Voyager that was set on there, you know, two sets of phonographic albums with images and instructions in symbolic languages were rocketed into space back in 1977, long before you were born, my friend. One aboard Voyager 1 and the other one aboard Voyager 2. Sounds of animals, outdoors, plus rock, classical, and other genres of international music were recorded on the 12-inch gold-plated copper discs. Now, just for some context here, this is before you guys' time here, but Joe Unseen was, as the way he relayed it to me, on one of the records there, when he was younger, at one of his classes, they recorded him saying some stuff along with some other people. That got put on one of these records, and it's on that record, and it's heading out into outer space. So we have a kind of a connection to that golden record out there somewhere. So,
wow,
yeah,
I didn't know they sent music out to space.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they did. You know, so it's got a lot of good stuff on there. The recording includes 55 greetings in 55 languages, the sound of rain, a whale song, bird chirps, a baby's cry, Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good. That was probably a poor choice, actually. Music by Bach and Beethoven, among other many things. So this, it's actually,
no Elvis or AC/DC?
No. AC/DC would have been awesome. But then they would have then the aliens that found it would definitely come and just kill us.
No, I think they would have killed us if Justin Bieber was on there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, they would have. Absolutely. If they would have found Justin Bieber on there, we would be dead now. that's what that big, long... I don't know if you guys heard about this. There's like the long cylinder asteroid that came through our solar system, and it's coming like from the... All right, if you think of the Earth's north, you know, where the North Pole is and the South Pole, if you think about the entire solar system, every planet is kind of like in a line, you know? So it's not an exact alignment, but it's pretty close. But, I mean, then if you would think of that as, let's say, east and west, then the magnetic north of the sun and the magnetic south of the sun, you know, the lower half. Apparently, it's coming in at a right angle to our solar system. It's coming from the northern half, and it's swinging back around, going back and it's around the sun, going that way, and it's going to head back out in interstellar space. So it's actually, from what I understand, I could be getting some of that information wrong, but it's coming... it's making a big U-turn around the sun, and it's heading back into interstellar space. And the thing is, the area where it came from, apparently the star that's there now, wasn't there before. If it had come from that direction, probably something from further beyond that direction. So they're hoping to get a spacecraft landed on it, but we got kind of a late notice that it was coming in. So the chance of us getting a spacecraft landed on that damn thing, because it's traveling really super fast, is going to be next to impossible. I don't know if we'll ever. I don't think we'll do it. So you guys want to do this, or do you guys have got something else?
No, I've got nothing.
Okay, Matt. How about you?
I'm lost here. I'm gonna need your help.
Sure.
What were we talking about now?
I was talking about the Voyager Golden Records. I mean, unless someone else has a better not the Onion story.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
That actually sounds pretty interesting.
Okay. All right, then I will throw that in the chat window here.
Yeah, I'm having like a total brain fart here.
I knew I should write you up some instructions. I'm going to write you up some instructions or make a video for you, one way or the other.
Yeah, because if I haven't done something in a while, I tend to forget.
Yeah, no, I get you. I'll help
Mine
you.
Mine doesn't work as good as it used to.
Yeah, I'll help you out right after the meeting. I'll help you out with this right after the meeting. Because no one wants to listen to those boring technical details anyway.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Let's see here. For our last segment. All right.
Well, this is the first of the month, right?
Yeah, it's first of the month. So we're going to go to God Checker. I will throw the link for God Checker in there. There you go. All right, let's see what we got for today. The deity of today is Zhang Gula, god of immortality from the Chinese mythology. Let's take a look.
Paper folding immortal.
Yeah, I just saw that too. Paper folding.
Okay.
Let's see here. Splendid old character that did it his way. He simply refused to die. I'm going to be that guy. I refuse to die. But he did drop dead once, but just got up again and carried on as if nothing happened. That's the kind of never-say-die spirit we approve of. Actually, This is in the Christian mythos that, you know, what was it? One of the apostles, legend goes that I think it was Peter or Paul or somebody that had got, they were in battle or something, and they got their head cut off, and he actually just still got up and walked someplace and then picked up his head and he just walked to wherever he was going, and then he died there. So I don't remember. Yeah, I know these, and it wasn't like a, you know, it wasn't like a 2 or 3 feet. It was like a couple of miles, like supposedly the equivalency of like 5 miles. This fucker walked with his head off his shoulders. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. So
no, sorry, I'm reading the deity of the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here too. Anyway, furthermore, he had an amazing magic monkey, or donkey rather, which could be folded up like a piece of paper when not in use. No parking fines for him. Oh God. Man.
I wish I had that power with a car.
Well, I have a very small car. I can almost put the thing in my pocket. So I'm just saying. I talk about people. People's like, where do you put that car at night? It's like, oh, I just put it in my pocket and I carry it in the house.
Stick it in your closet.
Yeah, just stick it in the closet. Yeah. Actually, you know, where I live, if the front of my house could fold down, and I didn't have all the stuff in my living room that I do, I could bring my car inside the house, and I'd still have room for a TV set and things like that. So,
I know those cars are very, very small.
Yes, they are. It's a very small car. It says here, Zhang Gelo is now revered as the patron saint of the elderly. If only he would turn his thoughts to paper airplanes, he could revolutionize the aeronautics industry. That's funny. I'm going to keep him in mind here for right now. Let's see here. We just did Thanksgiving, I think. Didn't we do? Yeah, we did a Thanksgiving deity. So,
Native American.
Well, we already did. We did one last month about, you know, the what was it? I forget what it was. We did Mokash.
No, that was due to, I think it was about Halloween.
Yeah, it was Halloween. I know. Yeah, maybe Mokash. We did Mokash. Yeah, we did Mokash at the beginning of the month.
Okay.
I forget. Let me see which one that was. Mokash was a Slavic deity. Oh yeah, the rather wet goddess of fate and femininity.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like these stories with the long, they've got a long history on them, because they're more fun that way. We've already done something like Santa Claus already, so I don't want to do that. We've done. Let's see, who did we do last year? We did Peely, and we did Krampus. That's supposed to be we kind of screwed the pooch on that one because we did it the wrong time of the month. Or we did it at the beginning of the month or something. I don't know. We kind of screwed that one up. We were supposed to be at the end of the month. Yeah, but we're doing this a little bit better now. So we're not going to be doing Krampus this year. Let's see here. Let me see. We got different things here. We got 13 entries for Christmas stuff. Let's see here. Oh, look at that! They got Jesus as a Middle Eastern deity. Let's see. Kulajanda, Slavic deity, winter goddess of peace and festivities. We did Krampus already, so we don't need to do him. Ku, a Finnish deity. St. Leo III, Christian saint. Marajada, Finnish mortal, St. Nicholas, Christian saint, which or Santa Claus, I suppose. Penitates, Roman deity. Kitchen store and cupboard gods. They also got Santa Claus as a modern spirit. I'm going to look at Penitates there. Let's see what they got. Let's see here. There are lots of them. In fact, you may have your own Penitates, which looks after your food and drink. Just as the thing when you're just stuffed your face with a tremendous dinner and Auntie Maud appears at the door with 15 anonymous relatives wilting with hunger, ancient lore tells that Penitates live in the kitchen, hidden inside the dusty Christmas pudding, which lurks mysteriously at the back of the larder. Never throw it away. But seriously, the Penitates are closely related to the Manes, another subset of personal Roman gods for all occasions. We expect them branched out into fridges and freezers by now. If you nip downstairs for a midnight snack, they will know. So, that's funny. Saturnalius. Oh, that's a good one. Saturnalius. And it's got a nice...
Okay, what is this under?
God Checker. Here, hang on a second here.
No, I'm on God Checker, but what?
Oh, I just put Christmas and I went to the last page.
Oh, okay.
And you should see Saturnalius there. Roman agriculture god. Fabulous agriculture party god of the winter festivals. Woohoo. Basically a god of sowing seeds who made good. Saturnalius started out as an old Italian deity in charge of agriculture and time. He looked after the crops and assisted with the growing cycle throughout the year. He had a nice little feast day in the middle of December to tide everyone over until the spring, and that was that. Oh, that reminds me. Saturnalius reminds me. Sometimes, a number of years ago, I would hear, and you might even see this come up, that people are saying, you know, all those religious nuts are saying, put Christ back in Christmas. Well, people are saying, put Saturn back in Saturnalia. So that's where that's where Saturnalia comes from. But as Greek culture spread its influence over Rome, thought Saturnalius was gradually equated with Cronus of the Titan. It was no use denying it. Those excitable Romans could not take no for an answer. So Saturnalius became the take on the attributes of Cronus, the Greek superpower. Maybe flew in the air with the greatest of ease. Jolly fat man on the flying trapeze. I don't know. Sorry, couldn't help myself. And apparently he just couldn't help it either. One of these attributes came to a nasty habit of eating his own children. Well, okay. If you get hungry, you know. Presumably having read up on Greek myths, are terrified that his kids would overthrow him. He therefore began to devour them, although not with some reluctance and guilt. Needless to say, one of the children was hidden from the gaping maw of his dad and survived. Little Jupiter did indeed become the master of the universe instead of his father, but Saturnalius was not overthrown. He was given a pardon and appreciation for his tireless work running the world and organizations in the crops of the idyllic golden age before the Greeks came along to mess it all up. Those damn Greeks, fucking Greeks, messing everything up. Begin Roman. It was the excuse for the festival and Saturnalia. See, that's where it comes from. The Saturnalia Carnival, which came to donate the calendar. This festival celebrated the winter solstice, and all the normal rituals of life were turned upside down for a week. Bosses and slaves changed places. Rudeness and lewdness were encouraged. Woohoo! And much fun was had by everybody. I'm not going to go into the rest of this. There's not that much left of it, but I'm going to save it for the show if we cover this one. What do you guys think? What are you on? Do Saturnalius?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, that one's fine.
All right. Matt, do you need the link for that? Or because I can put it
in. Oh, yeah, because you're going to have to help me with all this here.
All right, I'll put it in the chat room then. All right, hang on a second here. I got to find the chat room again here. There it is. I got a lot of crap in here right now. Okay, well, that's it for us. We'll be back on Friday for our regular show. Our regular short show anyway. And then we will have shows throughout the rest of the month of December. So what we're going to talk about for the 29th, I don't know yet. I have a few ideas. I'm going to get some more ideas. And if you would like to join the Packard Pokesat group on Google+, just go to Google+ and type in Packard Pokesat, and you'll see the personal addresses for the show here too. But there's also a group with that name, so join that if you want to. It's free. If you'd like to make a donation to the show, go to paypal.me/PackardPokesat and make a donation there. Or you go to patreon.com/PackardPokesat. One other thing real quick here. While we were on break, I finally got around to fixing and updating the website. So if you want to go ahead and take a look at that, it's at PackardPokesat.wordpress.com. The site has been changed. It's been updated. If you're on an iPad or iPhone or something, some of the old links are still there. I haven't got around to removing them yet. I'm slowly editing it, but the main page right now is changed. So if you're on a computer or something, you can see the changes with the drop-down menus and whatnot, and links to all the places I mentioned here tonight. So for donations or to the Packard Pokesat group, or in other places where you can find the show as well. So anyway, have a good night, and we'll see you all on Friday.